Today's Shir's Masechta Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes. We will be Ezra Hashem Yisbarach begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah Moch Ashba Moch Zivla. If somebody sells an Ashba, garbage dump, included in the sale is the Zevil, is the fertilizer that is in that garbage dump. And we learned further Moch Bar, if you sell a bar, Moch Meimel, the water is included. Macha kaveres, if you sell a beehive, macha dvarim, the bees are included. Macha shayvach, if you sell a nest, macha yoinim, the birds are included. Begins the Gemara Tanan Hasam, we know that the halacha is that if somebody uses something that belongs to Hegdish for their own purposes, the halacha is that he's oivim ila. So explains the Mishnah Kolaroi, Mishnah Masechta Mila, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Kolaroi, Lemizbeach, Vloy Lebedek Abayis. Anything that is fit to be put on the Mizbeach and cannot be used for Bedek Abayis. As we will be learning in today's Shir, there are different levels of Kedusha. Something which is the highest level of Kedusha. It's something which can be put on the Mizbeach. Usually, it means a carbon. The Bedek Habayis means something that is not used actually for a carbon, but it's something that can be used for supporting the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash. Gold, which was used, different things that are used like that. The Gemara is actually going to discuss that. And then we have something which is not usable, not for the Mizbeach, nor for Bedek Habayis. That's the pshat that the Rashbam learns. There are Rishonim that take a different approach, because they explain that everything is theoretically royal Bedek Habayis. Everything is theoretically usable for the Bedek Habayis. Because even if that actual item that we're speaking about cannot be put on the Mizbeah, it cannot be used, we can't find a use for it anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, we could sell it and use the money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash or to buy what we need. And therefore, he explains this in the Rimigash, that the definition of that, something that's not roi for Bedek Habayis, is something that is not not usable because of its state. Meaning, the Torah, for example, says that something that was used as an estan zoyna, that was used to pay a zoyna, or something that was used for a mechir kelev, that's an exchange for a dog. These are examples of things that should not be put on, that should be not used in the Beis HaMikdash. And that will be an example of something that's not roi, not for the Mizbeach, nor for Bedek Habayis. But again, says the Mishnah of the Kolah Roi L'Mizbeach V'Lo L'Bedek Habayis, something that can be used for the Mizbeach and not for Bedek Habayis. And as we said, the example would be a carbon. L'Bedek Habayis V'Lo L'Mizbeach, something that can be used for Bedek Habayis and not for the Mizbeach. Example would be silver, gold, etc. Something which is not Roi L'Lo L'Mizbeach V'Lo L'Bedek Habayis, the two pshatim that we just gave, Mayalam Behem, everything, all of these different items that we just discussed are subject to Me'ila, if somebody uses them for their own purpose, B'shogig, they have to bring an Asham Me'ilas, they also have to pay back what they used, plus pay a Chaymish. And the Halacha is that we also, not just Mayal, in these items, but Masha B'toichon, what is in them, is also subject to Me'ila. Ketzar, and the Mishnah explains itself. Higdish bar melei mayim. If somebody was magdish a bar that's full of water, that's something that can be used for the Mizbeach, for the Bedek Habayis. You could use the water to make cement that they need to repair in the different items and objects in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashbam says regular water cannot be used for Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. We know on Sukkos every day they did Nischamayim, pouring water in the Mizbeach. But the only water that could be used for the mitzvah Nischamayim is water from the Me'ah Shluach, which is flowing like a flowing spring. Water that is just gathered together, such water is not usable, for Nischamayim, and therefore it doesn't have a Kedushas HaGuf, but it does have Kedushas Bedekabayis. So again, Higdish Bar Malay Mayim, Ashbos Malay Zevel, they have garbage dumps that are full of Zevel, Shoivach Malay Yoinim, the nest that can, with birds, Sada Malay Asavim, or a field full of grass, Ilo Nosi Peris, a tree carrying fruit, and all the cases, Ma'alam Behen, if you had Hano, and the value of benefit that you had for these things is equivalent to a pruta, or B'mash B'toychan, or if you had benefit from what is in these things, the water, the fruit, the halacha is that even though you weren't Magdish, only the pit, the halach is that what's in it, your moil in what's in it. The Rishonim asked the Rashbam, why is Shavich Malei Yoinim something that's for Beder Kabayis? Why can't we use the Yoinim for a carbon? So Rashbam answers that we always have to make a calculation what is best for Hegdish. And explains the Rashbam, here we're speaking about a case that the value of the nest is very expensive, and if we're going to take it out and use it for a different purpose, then we're going to lose out. And therefore, what is it's considered only for Beder Kabayis. Ilan Nosi Peris. So the question is, why can't the fruit be used for, why the fruit's not considered Kedushas HaGuf? So the Rashbam teaches us, the Torah Kedusha says, Ki kol sor v'chol dvash l'saktiru. From here we know that we can't put fruit on the Mizbeach. There are those that do actually say, we are talking about fruit that can be put on the Mizbeach. We're speaking about grapes, where we know the wine, as we can imagine, can be used for Nisach HaYayin. The olives can be used for the Menachas. The Rashbam then goes into a discussion we're going to be learning in our coming shir, the Halacha of Bikurim. And the question that the Rashbam wants to address is Bikurim, which are brought from the new fruit and brought towards the Mizbeach, are they considered Kedushas Mizbeach? And he says that they're not considered Royal Mizbeach, because they're only given to the Kohen. So even though they're brought next to the Mizbeach, they're given to the Kohen. Tosfos Yontif says there's a different reason that Bikurim cannot be what we're discussing in our Gemara. Because Tosfos Yontif says the halacha is that fruit that is Hegdish may not be used for any other purpose. Fruit that's Hegdish cannot be used for Bikurim. Aval continues the Mishnah. Hegdish bar. If you were Magdish Bar and afterwards, Vakach Nesmal Mayim, and then it got full of water, Ashba Vakach Nesmal Zevel, Shoivach Vakach Nesmal Yoinim, Ilon Vakach Nasa Peris, Soda Vakach Nesmal Asovim, and all these cases, Ma'alim Behem, since the contents were not there when you were Magdish it, Vein Ma'alim B'mash B'toichon, even though they came, since they weren't there at the moment that you were magdishit, so therefore they're not hegdish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashbam explains that even though we know that the halacha is that normally there's a kinyan chatzar, here there's no kinyan chatzar, because the halacha is that there is no kinyan chatzar. Explains the Rashbam by Hegdish, because the Torah says, where do we learn Kinyan Chatzar? Kinyan Chatzis learned them Himatzi Tematzi B'yadai. From there we learned Chatzir Shal Adam Kainaloi. And they were talking about a regular Chatzir. That is the explanation of the Rashbam. The other Rishonim have a different approach, and it's relevant to the whole Gemara. And they explain that only something that you were magdish prepare, that you were magdish it verbally designating it as hegdish, is subject to Mi'ila. Here, when we speak about the contents, we weren't magdish the contents at the time that we were magdish it. So even though they can be considered gedulei hegdish, they're still not subject to the halachas of hegdish, because something that you, of Mi'ila, because they weren't by something that you were magdish verbally, specifically designating it for hegdish. Anything else is not subject to Mi'ila, and that machlokes is relevant versus the entire Gemara. And then the Rabbi Chanan tries to understand is what is pshat. So he says that the kedushas peh, in order for something to be subject to kedusha to Mi'ila, it has to have a certain level of hegdish, and it only achieves that level of hegdish if you were magdishit prepare. If you were not magdishit prepare, it doesn't rise to the level that it should be subject to Mi'ila. Says the Aguda, Aguda is one of the Rishonim, based on this Rashbam that says that there's no Kinyan Chatzar by Hegdish, that if somebody found something in a Beis HaKnesses, so he says that the Beis HaKnesses is compared to Hegdish, to Kinyan Chatzar. So we don't say that anything that was left in the Beis HaKnesses is going to become the property of the Beis HaKnesses. Rather, we say there's no Kinyan Chatzar, and whoever picks it up will be the one who won't be able to keep it. According to the Ramban, who didn't speak about Kinyan Chatzar vis-a-vis Hegdish, apparently the opinion of the Ramban is that there is Kinyan Chatzar. There is Kinyan Chatzar by Hegdish. And the reason, as we said, it's this item that the water only came later, Higdish Bar Vakach Nesmala Mayim, is not subject to Mi'ila, is because there was no Kedushas Peh. The Ktzais supports the opinion of the Ramban, because the Pasuk says, Kachay B'nei Yisrael. And the Gemara Masechet Mezvachim, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, learns that a carbon donated by a non-Jew is excluded from the halachas of Mi'ila, even though the halach is that the carbon donated by the non-Jew is offered on the Mizbeach. So we see from there that not every item that is Hegdish and going to be put on the Mizbeach is subject to Mi'ila. Only Kachay B'nei Yisrael. So says the Ktzais, if the Ramban is arguing on the Rashbam, the machloikis will be in a situation of something that was found in the Beis HaKnesses. According to the Rashbam, where there's no Kinyan Chatzar in the Beis HaKnesses, says the Ktzais, somebody who finds it could pick it up. But according to the Ramban, that doesn't say there's such halacha, you would not be allowed, it would become the property of the Beis HaKnesses. There are those that disagree, and they say that the Iker is that we paskin like the Ramban, but there are those that say that we do paskin like the Rashbam, and if you picked it up, once you picked it up, then the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. The Stipler has an interesting question. He says that a Bechor is born. As soon as a Bechor is born, the Bechor becomes Kaddish. Kedushas Bechor is Mipat Rechem from when it's born. So ask the Stipler, if according to the Ramban, we're going to have to, that the only time something is subject to Mila is it was Kedusha's Peh. So the halacha actually is that when you have something that is, that you have something that is a bechor, the halacha is that you ought to be magdashit kedushas peh. You have to be magdashit, even though it was born with the kedushas peh. What kedushas bechor? So what would be the halacha? Asked the stipler, if somebody has a bechor but he has not yet been magdashit with kedushas peh, will it be subject to mila? According to Rashbam, of course, but it could be according to Ramban, even though it's kaddish, it was born with that kedusha, the kedusha of Bechor, it's not subject to Mi'ilah because there was no kedusha's path. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Hamagdash Sadeh V'Se'ilon, somebody who's magdash a tree or a field, Ma'ilon Behem of Agdileim, anything that grows out of them, then she Gedulei Hegdash. He holds that Gedulei Hegdash are Kehegdash, and therefore they're subject to Mi'ilah. Tanya, so says the Gemara, Braisa, that speaks about the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Nirin, the Rabbi Yehuda of Bar V'Shoivach. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion makes more sense by Bar V'Shoivach, that the water, the birds that come into them afterwards are not subject to Mila, because this bird that comes into a nest is not connected, would then emanate from the nest. The Vidir Rabbi Yossi B'Sod V'Ilan, but something that grew in a field, or something that grew in a field, or on a tree, so the field or the tree that makes them grow are critical to what they are, and therefore they're subject to Me'ila. And the simple pshat in the Gemara is that he agrees to the concept of Gedulei Hegdash, but he says we only say Gedulei Hegdash by something which is comes from the Hegdash. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mai, we need to understand what Rebbe just said. Bishlam Adir Rebbe Yehuda Bar B'Shevach, that we understand when Rebbe made a statement that by Bar B'Shevach, I followed the opinion of Yehuda. Mechlal the Polag Asad of Ilan, that we Rabbi Yehuda is arguing by Sod of Ilan, and Rabbi is telling us that even that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by Bar V'Shoivach. El Nirin de Rabbi Yossi by Sod of Ilan, but when he says that he agrees with Rabbi Yossi by something that grows on the field, on the tree, Mechlal the Polag by Bar V'Shoivach, isn't that represent that Rabbi Yossi is arguing in all cases? And he's only agreeing with Rabbi Yossi b'sod v'ilan. But ask the Gemara, if we read the Braisa, we see that Rabbi Yossi is only speaking about sod v'ilan. For Rabbi Yossi sod v'ilan comer. Clearly, he's only speaking about sod v'ilan. He's not speaking about anything else. V'chi tema. And if you want to say that Rabbi Yossi himself actually is arguing not only b'sod v'ilan, but even on Bar V'Shoivach, how could he be Magdashit? It's not Gedulei Hegdash, because he's going to hold that somebody, and we'll speak about this soon, he's going to hold that Adam Magdash, Dovah Shloi Bala Olam, you can be Magdash something that wasn't even, that isn't here yet, and therefore, the water that's coming into the bar, even though it's not here now, and it's not Gedulei Hegdash because it doesn't naturally come out of the bar, it's still, you can be Magdashit. And Rabbi Yossi, that it says what he says, he's Ledvar of the Rabbi Yehuda Kama, he personally holds that everything is subject, everything that's content is subject to Hegdash. And he's saying, but what Rabbi Yossi is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, I can understand you not agreeing with me by Bar V'Shoivach, because what comes into them is a true Dovah Shloi Bal Olam, and it's not Gedulei Hegdash. But and Sod V'Ilan at least agree with me. And now we could understand, therefore, the statement Rabbi said, Nirin de Rabbi Yossi B'Sod V'Ilan, that even though Rabbi Yossi himself holds this halacha by everything. Rebbe says, I'm only going to agree with him, b'sada v'ilon. Ask the Gemara, but Tanya, that can't be a correct explanation of the Braisa. Because let's learn the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and he wrote Dvarav Rabbi Yehuda b'sada v'ilon. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'sada v'ilon, for as we've been explaining. Because sada v'ilon, a gedulei hegdish. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? B'sada v'ilon huda ein aroya. That's where I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Habavav v'shayavach, I agree. So what is meant, we're back to our question, what is meant when he said that I agree with Rabbi Yossi b'sada v'ilon? That's the only place Rabbi Yossi says has halacha. Hachkam, it says the Gemara, this is what Rabbi said. Nirin div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi b'bar v'shayavach. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda b'bar v'shayavach that there is no mila with what comes to them afterwards, after you are magdish. Shaf Rabbi Yossi, for even Rabbi Yossi, lo nechlek alav b'sada v'ilan. He never disagreed only by the case of sada v'ilan. Ah, b'bar v'shayavach, but why b'bar v'shayavach, there he is moida to Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason he mentioned stay sada v'ilan is to teach us that by bar v'shoivach, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, now the Gemara works with the statements that he made. Tara abana edition rekonen, if somebody was magdish, something when it's empty, v'akach mismalu, the Gemara is going to obviously discuss what is this brisa referring to. So again, Tana Rabbanan Gdishin Rekonen V'akach Nesmalu, you were magdishit when they were empty and then they got full. Ma'alim behem, ma'alim b'mash b'toichi. There's mila in what you were magdish, but not what's in them. V'lazer Rav Shimon Omer, ain't ma'alim b'shem b'toichi. You're not mail in what's in them. Says the Gemara on Rava, Machloikis b'sodav ilan. We're talking about a sodav ilan. Tanakama sov like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda that by Gedulei Hegdish, there is no Mi'ila. Rav Lazar Rav Shem Savala Krav Yaisi, that by Gedulei Hegdish, there is Mi'ila. Our Bar V'Shoivach, that there we don't have a concept of Gedulei Hegdish. There everybody will agree. Divrei Hakol Ma'alim Behem Ve'Ein Ma'alim B'Shem B'Toicham. Everybody will agree that there's no Mi'ila, which actually, the way we're learning now, is really the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, let's continue learning the Braisa. Let's learn the Sefer of the Braisa. Amalei Abaya, Elohad Tanya, the end of the Braisa says, Higdishon Meleyan, if you will magdish them when they're full, Mayan Behem B'mash B'toicham, Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon Machlef. He holds, in this case, different than he held in the Reisha. In the Reisha, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's opinion was, the Gdishin Rekonav in the Smalu, so there's Me'ila not only on them, but even on their contents. Here, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's going to hold that if you were Magdishit, when they're full, you're only Magdish on what on them, but not on what's without what's inside. Says the Gemara, but if we are referring here to a sada v'ilan, a mai machlef, why would Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon turn his shita? Why would he say that if you magdish as the field, the tree, that had fruit on them, there's no mila on what's growing on them? Since if in a case when they were empty and they came later, so all the reasons that we gave earlier why it shouldn't be Hegdish. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, there's no Kinyan Chatzar, there was no Kedushas Apeh. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon obviously doesn't agree with. And Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is going to hold that they're Gedulei Hegdish, and Gedulei Hegdish are subject to Mila. So certainly, if you were Magdish them, and they were those contents were in there at that point, they should certainly be subject to Mila. They're Gedulei Hegdish. We're talking about a tree, and they were there at the time of Hegdish. So ask the Gemara, how do we understand Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's opinion? Ela Marabba, says Rabbi, we have to reinterpret this brisa. And we're going to say that the machloikus is bebar v'shoivach. And as the Rashbam points out, even though we learned earlier that by bar v'shoivach, the way the Gemara explained on Amud Aleph, there is no machloikus, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody will agree that what comes afterwards is not subject to Hegdish for two reasons. They're not Gedulei Hegdish. It doesn't come naturally out of the bar of the water. And number two, Eino the Magdish Dovish Lo Bel Olam. They weren't there at the time that you were Magdish. Ava B'Sodav Ilan. But that was the interpretation according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. But now the Gemara says, in this Brisa, where we have the machloikus of the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, we're going to learn as follows. Bebar v'shoivach, there's a machloikus. Ava b'sada v'ida, but when you have a sada v'ilam, divrei hakol, me'alam ben behem mashu b'toicham, because everybody's going to agree to the concept of gedulei hegdish. And everybody's going to agree to Rabbi Yossi. And as the Rishonim point out, it makes sense to agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi because the halacha throughout Shas is like Rabbi Yossi, because the Gemara says, regarding Rabbi Yossi's opinion, tamoy v'nemukai imoy, what he says makes a lot of sense. Says the Gemara, ubebar v'shoivach, so now, says the Gemara, sadi ilon, we explained why everybody should indeed hold that the subject to Mila, what comes afterwards. But ask the Gemara, now we need to understand the basis of their machloikis by bar v'shoivach, b'rikonimai pligi. What is their basis when they were empty and then they got filled up? And what is the basis of their machloikis? U'b'malayimai pligi. How do we understand machloikis when they were, everything was there from the outset? Answers the Gemara. B'rikonim, if you were magdish them when they were empty and then they got filled up, what is the basis of machloikis? As pligi beplukta, they argue a famous machloikus that we have throughout Shas, the machloikus of Rabbein Rabbonin. The Tanakam is sovel like Rabbonin. Tanakam is holds like the Rabbonin. Damri on the magna dovish labalaylam. Something that isn't in existence at this point, the halach is, it can't be magdish. And there are many explanations given why the halach is the simplest pshat is, two simplest pshat is, that a kinyan requires, a kinyan, hegdish, require smichas das, a seriousness of intent. And you can't have that seriousness of intent by something that doesn't exist. Another pshat that Rishonim suggest is that you can only do a transaction on something that's tangible. Something that's here and now. Davish Labalaylam is not here, and therefore it's not subject, you can't do a kinyan. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon, and of the Magdish Davish Labalaylam, and of the Magdish Davish Labalaylam. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Savak Rameya, he holds the Rameya. Domar, the Rameya's opinion of Sechta Gedushin, of Samach Beis Amah Beis, is Adam Makna Davish Labalaylam, and therefore, as soon as that object will come into the world, then the halach is that other magdish, that the hegdish will automatically fall on them. Ask the Gemara, yes, Rameya throughout Shas says that other magdish lo b'loilam, but ask the Gemara, Aim the Shamat Le Rameya. Where did Rameya say this halacha? Kigoin Paris of Dekel David Dosu. I own a palm tree, and I say that all the fruit that will come out of this tree, even though the fruit is not there yet, but normally fruit does come. And therefore, it's enough for Rameya to say that you can make a kinyan. But here we're speaking about a bar v'shoivach. Mi yemed asa. Who says water will ever come here? Who says birds will ever come to this nest? So even Rameyu, who says that under certain circumstances, Adam Makna Davis Shaloilam, that has to be, it's only in a situation that something is likely to come. Here, that they're not likely to come. Amar Rava, to which Rava answers, yes. We're speaking by water, Mishkachsla B'mayim Habam Derech Hatzer L'Chabar, that there's a bar on the bottom of a mountain, and water that runs down the mountain always fills up that bar. And similarly, Habyoinim Habon Derech Shoivchay L'Shoivach, there was another nest right next to this nest, and the way birds normally travel is they jump from one nest to the next nest. And since they always jump from one nest to the next nest, there's a fair assumption that they will jump into here. So Tosfos asks, the source of the halacha that Rameyah says, Adam Makna Davar Shel Ba'olam, as we said, is the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Samech Beis, where somebody says to a woman, Harayat Mekadeshes Li Lach Shez Gayer, a non-Jewish man says to a woman, I'm going to marry you after I become Jewish. Or says it to a non-Jewish woman, after you become Jewish. Or says to a shivcha, after you become free, and he, or if he's an avid, after I become free. All of these cases, Rameyah says, are considered a valid Kedushin, even though at this point, the Kedushin is not a valid point. The Kedushin would not be valid. And as Rashbam and Tosfos, they all ask, if we're saying that Al Gemara is speaking about a case, the reason it's considered that Rameyah will hold it could make a transaction on a Dovishla Bel Oilam is because it's Avidah D'Osu, they're going to come, the water, the Dekel, etc., this person is not necessarily going to get freed. Or this person is not necessarily going to become Jewish. So why would Rameyah hold that you can make such a Kedushin? So the Rashbam says that we're speaking about a case that the person has intention to become Jewish, or the owner of this Eved has already told him, I'm going to free you. And the Ramban says that even though for Geiris, it's not just enough that the non-Jewish individual should express intent to become a Geir, you need a Bezdin. Once somebody has declared that they intend to become a Geir, it's safe to assume that they'll find a Bezdin that will be Megayu them. The Rivan has a different approach. The Rivan's approach is very often in Shas, we speak about an individual who's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim. He was owned by two people. One freed him, and one did not free him, so he's only 50% Eved. And the Gemara says that Kaifness Rabbi, we force his owner that still owns him to free him. So that's why this person has to free him. Since he's going to for sure be freed, it's considered like something that's going to happen. Tosfos gives another teretz. Tosfos says, the way to understand the opinion of Rameyah, the opinion of Rameyah is we have to look at how likely or how many questions are there for this, that this is going to happen or not going to happen. In other words, when somebody is Mekadosh a woman who's not Jewish, so if he's Mekadosh the woman who's not Jewish, there's only one question. Is she going to become Jewish or not? Everything else is perfectly fine. But when we speak about our Gemara, there's so many, unless it's water that's for sure going to come, there's so many questions. And in a case where there are more questions, Rameyah, according to this Teretz of Tosfos, is actually saying a statistical point. The more likely it is to happen, the less of a problem all the Makna Davar Shel Ba'olam exists, and the less likely that it's going to happen, even Rameyah will agree in other Makna Davar Shel Ba'olam. That the Cheshuki Chemet speaks about an interesting question where somebody bought two apartments from two different individuals, and after Bezdin examining the case, they said one sale is valid and one sale is not valid. He explains that what happens sometimes with people in the world of real estate is that a building has not been bought yet, has not yet been built. But in order for the builder to raise funds, he starts selling apartments even though they don't exist yet. And the question is that, so the builders receive these apartments, and somebody bought two apartments from two builders. And what happened was, before they were even built. And now, after a while, the price of those apartments go up, and the builders says to this buyer, he bought two apartments in the same building, just from two different, the same place, same location, from two different builders. They tell him that the sale, the transaction, wasn't a valid transaction. Because another magnet of Shlomo, you could not have possibly bought an apartment that doesn't exist. So the Chushuke Chemed says that after the Beis Din start, and now the person who bought it says, this is unacceptable what you did, that you took my money, and now you're coming back with a halachic claim of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Ba'Olam, and I'll lose out. And at Beis Din started examining and talking to the builders, and he says that there were one of these builders did not know what we learned in our sugya now, that Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Ba'Olam, and the other builder did. So he says the builder who did not know this halacha, he could nullify the transaction. But the builder who knew this halacha cannot nullify the transaction. Because he quotes a marit, Chai Shemishpat Chelik Beis Simen Samach Tes. It speaks about somebody who bought leather from someone else, and based on that, the buyer sold that leather already to someone else. And the seller, the original seller, wants to back out. He says because at the time that the sale was done, he did not have that leather. And the Marit says that since the person who was selling the leather was a Talmud Chacham, and he knew the halacha that ain't on the Makna Davar Shelo Ba'Olam, so certainly he was aware of that halacha. The person, when he sold it, was doing an avera, and therefore, because based on this, the person gave him money. Based on this, the buyer sold it further, and that's of course terrible. And a Talmud Chacham would certainly never want to do something like that. And when he's saying now that I never meant there wasn't an existence, we just can't believe it. So here too, there must have been something. If the person knew that Eidon the Machn Davish Shabaloylam, if he took the money, the halacha is that it must be that the apartment was there. Otherwise, I would never take money that I'm not entitled to. But that's only if I know Eidon the Machn Davish Shabaloylam. If somebody is not aware of that halacha, so he wasn't aware of that halacha, and he took the money innocently, and therefore the halacha would be that sale is not valid. But then he introduces another concept, and there's a concept of lekem behemenuse, that a person wants to be trusted for what he says. If we follow the concept of lekem behemenuse, so then maybe he says in the both circumstances, this builder doesn't want to have a reputation that he doesn't keep his word. And since this builder doesn't want to have a reputation that he doesn't keep his word, in both cases, the sale cannot be nullified. But now we go back to our Braisa. We said that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and Rabbanan also argued, B'malein b'mepligi, where somebody was magdish a bar full of water, and the Tanakhama said that since the contents were there at the time of the Hegdish, so therefore everything is Hegdish, very understandable. And Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says not. What? Why not? What's the machlokes? Amar Rav Kogan Shehigdish Bar Stam. What the case here is, in this case, where somebody was just Magdash Bar. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Sovel Kavua. Rav Lezer Shimon holds like his father, the Amar, Donan Din Gevayim Din Hedjit. He holds like his father that says that the halachos of Magdash Mechasov are similar to somebody who sells property to someone else. And we go back to what we learned earlier, that in our previous parak, where Rav Shimon says that if somebody was Magdish a field, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the only the Charuv HaMurkav and the Sadna Shikma are included. Because Rav Shimon held that just like the Rabbanan hold the Moicha Be'ein Ra Moicher, he says Magdish Be'ein Ra Magdish. Sava Klavu Amar Donan Din Gevaya Medin Hedjet. That just like Moicha Be'ein Ra Moicher, Magdish Be'ein Ra Magdish. And therefore, Madin Hedjet, so just like if you hold like the Rabbanan, you'll say by Mechira, Matz Amam, the seller could say, Bira's Vinaloch, Milo's Vinaloch, because I only sold you the bar and not what's in it, because of Magdish Bein Ram, Moich Bein Ram Meicher. Aftin Legavoya, same thing by Magdish, the person could say, and that's what Rabbi Lozor Rav Shimon's opinion is going to be, that Bira Magdish, that was only Magdish the bar, Maim Le Agdish, because Magdish Bein Ram Magdish, I only meant to be Magdish the bar and not what's in it. Ask the Gemara, the Din Hedjet Loi. Let's examine, says the Gemara, what would be the halacha if I sell a bar with water? So ask the Gemara Vatanan, we're going to learn, we learned in the Mishnah, that macha bar, macha memah, if you sell a bar, the water comes along. So even if you're going to say, even if Elazar holds like his father, that meich bein ram meicher, and magdish is the same halacha as meicher, it doesn't make sense. Because even by meicher, and even according to Rabbanon hold Moicha Bein Ram Moicher, their opinion is that Mocha Bar, Mocha Meimov. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Masnisin Yechidohi. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of one Tana. There is a Tanya that says, Mocha Bar, like Mocha Meimov. Rav Nosson Omer, Mocha Bar, Mecha Meimov. So our Mishnah follows the opinion that Mocha Bar, like Mocha Meimov. And then we'll build on top of that, that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds like his father, that whatever the halacha is by Mochar will also be the halacha by Magdish. And therefore the halacha will be that if you are Magdish a bar, just like when you sell a bar, the halacha is that the water is not included. So too the halacha will be if you Magdish a bar, the water is not included. But says the Rashbam, we have a rule that halacha of Stam Mishnah. And since the Stam Mishnah says that Mocha Bar Mocher Meimov, the halacha is not like Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, not like the Tanakh Kam of this Brisa, we won't pass in that way. There are, however, Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, that say that Mocha Bar Loi Mocha Meimov. Because since in this Brisa, the Tanakama holds the Mocha Bar Loi Mocha Meimov, that's the halacha that the Meimov are not automatically included in the bar.